Hope for the Holiday, Star of Hope continuing on In the Loop, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy on the other side of the glass, Brandon Porter holding it down on watchintheloop.com. Coming up in 5 minutes, we're going to play the hits. We're going to relive one of the greatest Thursday nights in the history of sports. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I know John Lopez did as well. But we're continuing our Star of Hope auction. And those of you that are just tuning in, one of the best causes that you can have here in the city of Houston benefits the homeless, the less fortunate. Right now they're trying to purchase a van to take kids to sporting events. They're also that they do a lot of other things, and there's a lot of ways you can help. Go to Sports Radio 610 if you just want to donate $10, $20, $200 if you're John Lopez. If you want to do that, just go to sportsradio610.com and do that. But we're also giving you a chance to chalk off items on your bucket list and just enjoy yourself as well while donating to the great cause that, by the way, is tax deductible. We still have our golf bucket list item. We're just going to keep that rolling. Anybody who wants that $4,500, 5 nights at the main castle at St. Andrews, free round of golf, access to all the other golf courses, the historic ones, an $8,000 value. You have to be a member just to be able to enjoy this. We're giving you a chance to buy it for $4,500, and it goes towards the homeless here in Houston and our hope for the holidays. But here's another package that we've just added to the mix, because yesterday, the most popular item, or one of the most popular items, were experiences hunting and fishing with John Lopez and some of his friends. And because of that, we weren't planning on adding this, but just because of popular demand, we decided to add yet another fishing package that you can bid on. Yep. Right here on our Hope for the Holidays. And John Lopez, let them know the details of what exactly they will be winning, what they can get, what they get to do with our latest addition to the Hope for Holidays auction.
Well, you can fish with a legend for one thing, and I am not talking about myself. Trust me on that. Look, we're talking about Captain Scott Null. You know him from
the Bite Me podcast.
You know him from the Bite Me podcast that we do. And where's it ranked again?
14, I think. I think y'all just climbed up. Latest poll has you at 14.
Nationally, look, Captain Scott Null, he truly is. People say this, and a lot of times just lip service. He's a pioneer in Texas saltwater fishing. Years ago, decades ago, he started poling on skiffs in the back.
What does poling mean for amateurs like me?
When you have a skiff boat, a small boat with a platform on the back, and you have the long pole so you can go real quietly into the marshes and the backwaters, just real, real quietly into 6 inches of water. I mean, you're fishing in 6 or 8 inches of water for tailing redfish. And that's been a thing for decades, of course. But he started it and pioneered fly fishing. Doing that he's a championship fly fisherman. Now, if you don't know how to fly fish, he'll do it the same
he's
trip.
He's patient too as well.
No, he'll do the same trip, but he'll do it with conventional reels if that's what you want. But if you're a fly fisherman in particular, and people come and book Scott, like from, you know, all the fly fishing capitals in the country, you know, the Dakotas and Colorado and California, they want to fly fish for redfish. And if you have ever caught a redfish, you know how they pull. And when you fly fish for them, it's incredible. So you get a day with Captain Scott Null from the Bite Me podcast that he does with me, but a pioneer, a true pioneer in Texas saltwater fishing. He's donated an all-day sight casting trip for redfish. You know, he's won a bunch of tournaments. You know that. You also get 2 new rods from Fishing Tackle Unlimited, and a goodie bag of lures, and these aren't just chump lures. They're from MiraLure and DOA. Any fisherman knows MiraLure and DOA. You know those brands and how good they are. And so you get that. The trip's going to be out of Port O'Connor, and it's going to be catered to your preference, whether it's fly fishing or conventional fishing. We are starting the bidding at $750. That is a steal. Just for the experience, the dude knows every, you know, all about birds and the stories. It's really, I enjoy doing the podcast with him. We thank you for making the podcast so good. But this is fishing with Scott Null on a poling skiff in the backwaters of Port O'Connor. And you're going to be catching, sight casting, and hopefully catching redfish. It's really good. $750. 713-572-4610 if you want to get with Figgy and go ahead and bid on that.
$750 sounds like a steal to me.
Yeah,
you know, some of these were going for a couple thousand yesterday, and Scott Null, I don't know much about fishing, but I've actually listened to y'all's podcast, mm-hmm. and Scott does a good job explaining it well. A lot of times when you're that established, it seems like you don't really, right. you know, you explain it well. You know, it's almost like a nerdy football guy that sits there and talks about stats, but doesn't really explain the game. It's over your head.
Yeah.
If you want to just experience what high level fishermen do, then this is the package for mm-hmm. you. If you are a high level fisherman, this is the package for you. Again, tax deductible. All proceeds go towards the Star of Hope. $750 starting the bidding right now. 713-572-4610 to get in on that. We're going to keep that open for another hour and 20 minutes. So you got plenty of time to do that. But right now, it's time to play the hits.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day, presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Texans, Jets tomorrow, 3:30 on Sports Radio 610. Jets already a bad football team. They're going to be even worse because they're going to be depleted. They'll be without leading rusher Isaiah Crowell and leading receiver Quincy Enunwa. I think I said that right. So looks like this should be a W for the Texans, but Bill O'Brien, he is not sleeping on the New York Jets. Here's B.O.B. on what the Jets do well.
I think they're a good football team. I think it's a week-to-week league. I think that it's hard to win in this league. I think that...
Do you guys have any idea?
You guys have no idea. I don't know what they do well. I don't know how our red zone offense will be better.
Yeah, whatever. Figgy's answering calls. Oh, here you go. Here you go. Here's B.O.B.
They do a lot of different things. Third down, Jets defense on third down. I think they're second in the NFL. They've got a great safety in Jamal Adams. I mean, he's probably, I would say, one of the best top five defensive players we've played against in my 5 years here. I think offensively, they've got a rookie quarterback that's dynamic. They've got a receiver that's probably runs as fast as anybody we've played in Anderson. I mean, got a lot of good players.
You know, a lot of times, you can say a lot of things about Bill O'Brien. But I don't think he's ever just like Lou Holtz used to do when he coached at Notre Dame and they played, Texas A&I Kingsville. And he always made A&I Kingsville sound like the defending national champions. You know, just talked up the opponent no matter what, even if you had even if you knew you were going to win by 60 points. Bill O'Brien never does that. He's always pretty sound, pretty straightforward about the opponent and what you're expecting and all that. But I really feel he's doing a little bit of that here. I'm the one, you know, that thinks it's going to be a pretty good game. You're the one that thinks it's going to be a just show up game. But I really think he's making the Jets sound a lot better than they are. I mean, he really is.
And all football coaches do that.
A lot of them do it a little bit, but he's never really done it that much.
He said this week, Jamal Adams is one of the five best defensive players he's ever faced in his entire time. I'm not saying Jamal Adams,
he's great.
Is bad.
No, he's great.
I just would like to go through that list and kind of list some guys. I could think of Earl Thomas. I could think of Richard Sherman in his prime. I could think of Von Miller. Mm-hmm. I could think of a lot of very, very good players that he's faced in their prime. I know Jamal Adams is a good player, but I think he might be jumping the gun just a little bit there. DeAndre Hopkins coming off his worst statistical game of the season. Nuke Hopkins on his mindset heading into the game tomorrow night.
Same mindset we had this whole season. Let's keep fighting. Simple as that. We done been down before. We done been out, so just keep fighting.
That was his worst game of the year, wasn't it?
It was his worst game of the year. He's going through a little bit of a slump. Mm-hmm. And I think DeAndre Hopkins, what makes him, in my opinion, the best receiver in the league is a lot of times, you know, he's getting so much attention that you don't mm-hmm. necessarily see. And I think a lot of the catches that he makes are so impactful, whether it's just
right.
I just think the adrenaline just increases of the team when he makes some of the catches that he makes and it doesn't show up in the stat sheet. But he hasn't had a 100-yard receiving game in 4 weeks.
I don't want
to say he's going through a slump, but he has not had a 100-yard receiving game in 4 weeks now.
But we also grade on a curve because when you watch DeAndre Hopkins in real life, it's almost as if you're watching, a figure in a video game. You know, you expect him to make every single catch and every toe-tapping catch on the sideline or the back of the end zone. He's been good. He hasn't. You know, what did we say? That was his worst game of the year? He was still impactful in that game. I mean, but he's just graded on a curve.
Jets are depleted. The Texans' opponent after the Jets is also depleted. Texans' schedule is looking even easier than it was before. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to likely be without Carson Wentz for the remainder of the season. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, he has a fractured vertebrae. He's expected to miss the season. He is expected to, however, make a full recovery, but you're already going to face the Jets. You're going to face the Eagles. You thought maybe with Carson Wentz. Instead, it's going to be Nick Foles, who I know you're going to mention as a Super Bowl champion, and then you're going to face the Jags, who have quit. So the Texans' schedule looking very, very easy for the next 3 weeks.
I mean, I'd rather play the Eagles without Wentz than with him, but I just saw, you know what I'm going to say. I mean, Foles is probably the best backup quarterback in the league.
And that's why it's awkward for the Texans right now, because after you win this game tomorrow, and you are going to win this game tomorrow, you're going to get to sit at home, and you're going to get to watch the Cowboys versus the Colts. And if the Cowboys beat the Colts, that eliminates them from the AFC South. And it also makes the Philadelphia game not only a game in which you're facing the backup quarterback, but it's also a meaningless game because the Cowboys just need one win to wrap up the NFC East.
Right.
So I know it's hard for a lot of Houstonians to do this, but I'm not saying you have to go buy a Cowboys shirt. I'm not saying you have to buy a Cowboys hat. I'm not even saying you have to openly admit that you're rooting for the Cowboys, but you will be rooting for the Cowboys on Sunday, as hard as that may be. Thursday night football last night, Chargers at Chiefs. One of the best Thursday night football games I've ever seen, John Lopez. Mm-hmm. Chargers win 29-28. They convert on a two-point conversion with 4 seconds remaining. They trailed by 14 late in the game, ended up coming back. One of the worst officiated games that I've ever seen in my entire life of watching football.
Last night was really fun, though, man. I mean, what was it? Was it 14-0 to start?
Or, yes, 14-0, Pat Mahomes. Phillip Rivers threw an interception on the first play. Pat Mahomes goes down there. He has two. There had to have been a lot of people who play fantasy football that were terrified that were facing Pat Mahomes because he has two early touchdown passes. It's looking like Pat Mahomes is going to do what he's done many times in fantasy football this year, single-handedly beat your team. However, Pat Mahomes slows down. He ends with only two touchdown passes. Chargers get the W. Great game.
And Phillip Rivers, I mean, how old is he? Is he 36?
He's like 37.
36, 37.
Same age as Eli.
And having his... Some are saying his best year.
Yeah, and Terry Bradshaw was talking about this yesterday on the pregame show. I thought it was very interesting because just the way Phillip Rivers throws the ball, it's kind of, I mean, it looks goofy, but Terry Bradshaw said that's the way everybody should throw a football because you're not really using your elbow. Mm-hmm. And Phillip Rivers said yesterday that he has never, ever, he might be exaggerating. You tell me if you think he is, OG. He said he has never, ever iced his elbow during training camp.
I'll buy it. I think it's crazy. I've never heard of a quarterback
is that not nuts?
I've never heard of a quarterback not doing that. But I'll buy it. Sure, why not?
I don't know. I just find that hard to believe that you've never iced your elbow.
I mean, he's not like fake tough guy. You know,
he kind of is sometimes out there. He gets a little whiny.
He talks a lot of trash.
Yeah, but he doesn't cuss. So apparently, that's the way to go. Yeah. He also has a lot of kids. Phillip Rivers can sprinkle him out. No, like 11.
No,
Phillip Rivers is in double digits.
Is he really?
Phillip Rivers is in double digits with the kids. I want to say it's close to 10 or 11. Phillip Rivers has a lot of kids.
Dude.
Phillip Rivers gets it in, man.
He does, obviously.
He's a Catholic.
Has a hard time getting it out.
He lives that Catholic. He lives that Catholic lifestyle. He lives that Catholic lifestyle. And also last night, the Houston Rockets, they topped LeBron and the Lakers 126-111. James Harden just sensational last night. 50 point. Okay, eight. So you were right.
Oh no, expecting a ninth in March.
Okay, so we were right in the middle.
He's close to double digits.
We were right in the middle. Man, that would suck, man. I understand you like kids.
It's like Goodwill Hunting.
It sucks for the wife because he's the one that's always gone. The wife's always got to be. I'm sure they got nannies though.
It's like Goodwill Hunting trying to name all his kids.
Yeah, and Antonio Cromartie trying
kids?
To do it.
Hallie, Carolyn, Grace, Gunner, Sarah, Peter, Rebecca, and Claire. Who? Say that again. I don't believe you. Hallie, Carolyn, Grace, Gunner, Sarah, Peter, Rebecca, and Claire.
That's his kids' names?
Yep.
Damn. Some generic names.
Those are the whitest names in history.
Say them again. Let me grade
I'll
the whiteness.
I was trying
I'll
to
tell
do
you
it.
How, I'll tell you how white they are.
I was trying to do it like Goodwill Hunting. Hallie.
That's white.
Carolyn.
Very white.
Grace.
About as white as it gets.
You're about to hear the winner. Gunner.
I don't think I know any bros or Hispanics named Gunner. You and Figgy can
nicknames,
let me know on that.
Yeah.
Figgy, how many? Well.
Nicknames, yeah. Gunner for a different reason.
Yeah, exactly. Sarah.
I think that's a name anywhere.
Yeah, either way. Yeah,
Peter.
Either way.
No,
it's in the Bible.
Yeah,
well, that's true.
Peter from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah. Real Housewives of Atlanta. Peter was dating Cynthia Bailey.
Rebecca,
that can go either way.
And Claire, come on now.
No, that's white. So Philip Rivers has eight kids. Pretty white.
Working
names,
on nine.
If I do say
oh,
so
what's
myself.
The ninth one name going to be? What's another real white name?
Ruth.
Ruth.
Ruth or something. What is the whitest name? What is it? Is it Ruth?
It would be
Becky.
Becky. It's probably going to be a girl, too. He's got mostly girls, it sounds like.
Yeah, and that's probably why he keeps having kids. He wants more boys. Rockets top the Lakers, 126-111. James Harden with a 50-point triple-double. He has four of those in his career. The rest of the NBA has 10 in the entire history of the league. Continuing our Hope for the Holidays auction, a fishing trip with Scott Knoll, the legend, the co-host of the number, I think it's down to 12, number 12 fishing podcast
like
in the entire
PR
country. Scott Knoll, a fishing trip with him. Right now, the bidding is at $750. We got some people on the line trying to bid for that. Tell them what that entails again, John Lopez, before we start the second half of the show.
It's a sight casting, and this is different now. It's a sight casting trip. With Captain Scott Knoll, a true legend in the game. He's won national redfish tournaments. Sightcasting, he's a pioneer in fly fishing Texas, so you can do that if that's your deal. If not, you can go conventional casting as well. All-day sightcasting trip in Port O'Connor on his brand-new skiff that he's had made and customized himself. And two rods from Fishing Tackle Unlimited. By the way, the two rods...
Right, so you're getting two rods?
Yeah, the two rods probably $300 as it is. Just that. And a goodie bag of lures from Miralure and DOA.
All right, so you get two lures, and you get to do all
no,
that
you get a
with Scott.
Bag
and all.
Of lures.
A goodie bag of lures. So
two
knows
rods,
what's in there.
And then fishing with Captain Scott on his polling skiff in the backwaters.
Loopholes are weighing in on the whitest name. Someone says that Landry is a pretty white ass name.
Landry is pretty darn white.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it's a rare name. Like not a lot of people have the name Landry.
Hunter.
But I'll agree with that.
Hunter.
Someone says Bianca's white. I don't agree with that at all. Chad.
Chad is about as white as you can get.
That could go either way. Keith?
No, Keith is. That's Ocho Texto.
I know a bunch of black Keiths.
Yeah.
What about Hunter?
Hunter is very, very white.
That's a white.
Mary Jo and Charlotte?
Mm-hmm.
And then Claire. Claire Huxtable. Yeah, see, Claire Huxtable. You forgot about that. Claire's not really that white. So those are some of the whitest names. Keep those going. We won't do the black names because we're just not trying to do that.
Good for you.
Unless Figgy wants to.
Philip Rivers.
Figgy, what are the blackest names?
DeMarcus, DeBrickishaw.
Continuing our hope for the holidays.
I feel like we should stop this conversation.
Yeah, I think we should too. Unless you want to give us some. We're gonna start the second half of the program next. We're gonna talk a little bit of Texans Jets, and we're gonna talk about just how bad the Jets suck. Why am I calling this a just show up game? I'll tell you why next. It's In the Loop with Fred. With shout out to Fred with Lopez, myself, and Figgy right here on Sports Radio 610.